MSNBC, what do they want? Is that Bruce Carter again? Are we on the air? Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. So MSNBC is calling to confirm the protest tomorrow at the Sarah Palin book signing in Noblesville, Indiana. Is that? Yeah, let them know. I mean, how many times has he got a call? Yes, the protest is on. American Right to Life is protesting Sarah Palin at her book signing in Noblesville, Indiana, where they're only allowing 1,000 people into the bookstore with wristbands, just like is happening here in Colorado on December 8th in Colorado Springs. So what I'd like to do is share with you guys a protest from the inside out. And this was going to be kept quiet, but it leaked in an interview with Mother Jones. And we aired that interview a couple days ago, and Mother Jones magazine, they published an article, and they pushed the story about the protest in Indiana tomorrow, sponsored by American Right to Life, because of Sarah Palin's pro-abortion record. To expose that with the prolifeprofiles.com/Palin protest. And so today, Mother Jones published a follow-up article. Mother Jones published a follow-up article, and it's about the political action committee that Sarah Palin runs. It's called Sarah PAC, and that they have scrubbed. We reported this yesterday. They scrubbed their site of the material that Pro-Life Profiles was linking to. And so this second article, now this is pretty interesting. You launch a Christian pro-life website and news outlets around the country cover it. And then there's a follow-up article. And here is the follow-up article from Mother Jones out today. So two articles, 1 week. And by the way, I mentioned that while I was being interviewed by Mother Jones here for American Right to Life, Sean Hannity had a panel they were recording for his TV program, and he had a Mother Jones editor on the panel. A lot of Christians, they don't read Mother Jones. They don't know anything about it, but it's a longtime mainstay of the news-gathering left in America. All right, so here's the headline of their article. Sarah PAC scrubs site of pro-choice nomination. On Tuesday, this is by Stephanie Mensimer, the same woman that you heard interviewing me on this show a couple days ago. On Tuesday, Mother Jones reported that the, and by the way, that's named after a woman radical from years ago. On Tuesday, Mother Jones reported that the anti-abortion group American Right to Life planned to protest one of Sarah Palin's book promotion appearances in Indiana because it believes Palin isn't really pro-life. ARTL's Exhibit A is Palin's March appointment of a former Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. ARTL had included the information in a report outlining its case against Palin on its new website, Pro-Life Profiles, .com, and there's a link, so you could link right to it. Apparently, ARTL has hit a nerve with the Palin campaign. Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so. Apparently, ARTL has hit a nerve with the Palin campaign. Less than 24 hours after the group posted the report, Palin's political action committee, Sarah PAC, scrubbed its website of any mention of the court appointment. Now, of course, they're not trying to hide the fact that Sarah Palin appointed a Planned Parenthood board member to the Supreme Court. We know that. They're not trying to hide that fact. But Sarah Palin, in glowing terms, said she is an outstanding choice for the Supreme Court with her wisdom, how good she will be for Alaska. And so we pointed all this out, that Sarah Palin can't be a true pro-lifer in her heart because she just put a child killer, an unrepentant child killer, on the highest court in the state of Alaska. And that she needs to apologize to the children who have been dismembered in Alaska since March 4th, 2009. She needs to apologize specifically to those kids. And so here's Mother Jones making the case. Now, of course, they despise Sarah Palin for the same reason they despise George W. Bush. They think Bush is a fundamentalist Christian. That's what they think. That's why they hate him. They think that Sarah Palin is her perception as crafted by the pro-life industry and the pro-family industry. And she's not. We wish she were, but she's not. So Mother Jones continues, apparently American Right to Life has hit a nerve with the Palin campaign. Less than 24 hours after the group posted the report, Palin's Political Action Committee, Sarah PAC, scrubbed its website of any mention of the court appointment. Palin had issued a news release about it earlier this year. Fortunately, American Right to Life cached the webpage, and it's now available for the ages here. You know, it is fun. On the Sarah Palin report, we say they took it down, we put it back up. They took it down, we put it back up. Here's Mother Jones saying Sarah Palin's record and her claims are now available for the ages right here, and they link to prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. It's available for the ages. They write in the new report, and now here, let me quote to you. This is a quote in Mother Jones now from American Right to Life. And here's the quote. While National Right to Life and the pro-life industry continue to allow the body of Christ to be deceived into thinking that Sarah is 100% pro-life, she cannot hide her record from God, nor from the public. Pro-lifers do not appoint abortionists to the Supreme Court, just as an abolitionist would not appoint a slave trader. Please pray with us that Sarah will apologize to the children of Alaska, specifically those who have been dismembered since March 4th, 2009. Is this stunning? We have been getting coverage like this all over the country. The New York Times publishing photographs of dismembered children with the record that these are actual dismembered children. The actual history, the account, the research, the photographer, the whole thing. All over the country and publication after publication. I'm not saying that we're reaching these reporters and they're becoming pro-life. I'm not saying that. We're not naive here at Bob Enyart Live. But when you talk about the truth instead of compromise and deception and lies and trying to be politically savvy and coy, then sometimes they just repeat what you're saying. When they repeat what you're saying, if it's true, it's going to reach hearts and minds. It will reach people because some people will know it's true. Instead, if we're out there saying, well, we think you should wait 24 hours before you kill the baby. Well, why is that? What, do you just want to control women? Well, we're pro-life. Yeah, but then why would you say wait 24 hours and then you could kill the baby? If it's murder, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say wait 24 hours and then you could gas the Jewish children at Auschwitz. You wouldn't say that. You would know it was wrong. And so they expose our hypocrisy at every turn, and we don't have the chance of touching their hearts. Here it is in Mother Jones News. And by the way, this stuff is looked at and it's picked up. The Huffington Post had the entire Mother Jones article yesterday. And USA Today links to the Mother Jones article with call-outs of important quotes. So here it is in Mother Jones, "Please pray with us that Sarah will apologize to the children of Alaska, specifically to those who have been dismembered since March 4th, 2009. When is the last time Mother Jones reminded their readers that in an abortion, children are dismembered? When is the last time? When they were debating a parental consent law? You need your parents' permission to kill their grandchild? Please pray with us that Sarah will apologize to the children of Alaska, specifically those who have been dismembered since March 4th, 2009, for appointing an outstanding..." That's what Sarah Palin said. It's in the page. They took it down. American Right to Life put it back up. They took it down. American Right to Life put it back up. They took it down. We put it back up. Sarah Palin said she is an outstanding candidate, outstanding, qualified, most qualified. The wisdom she has, she's a child killer. "Please pray with us that Sarah will apologize to the children of Alaska, specifically those who have been dismembered since March 4th, 2009, for appointing an," in quotes, "outstanding, though unrepentant, pro-abortion lawyer to the Alaska Supreme Court." How is that? Sarah Pack took this information down. Pro-Life Profiles put it back up. "Welcome to the end of child killing in our lifetime." That's on Mother Jones News. "Welcome to the end of child killing in our lifetime. Because when our leaders lie to us, we cannot win. When National Right to Life endorses pro-abortion Republicans, pro-choice Republicans, we cannot win. When Focus on the Family is an accomplice lying to the body of Christ, saying Mitt Romney is pro-life, Mitt Romney is pro-family when he authorized tax-funded elective abortions 2 years after his fraudulent conversion, and he forced homosexual marriage on the state of Massachusetts single-handedly. He did it. And Focus on the Family says, "We are so similar to Mitt Romney. What is motivating them? Why is it that the research has to be done by Greg Jackson and John Haskins and Steve Dace and American Right to Life in Denver? We don't have $100 million annual budget. We don't have a public policy division. We don't have judicial analysts. How many judicial analysts does Focus on the Family have? I've only met with a couple of them." And so when Mitt Romney says he had no choice, he had to legalize homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. Well, first, he had to refuse to support a defense of marriage effort there between a man and a woman. He obviously had to oppose that for some kind of principled reason. And then he had to order bureaucrats to issue homosexual marriage licenses. He had to, he said. And why did he have to? Because of the Goodrich decision. Well, I guess Focus on the Family could get the Goodrich decision because it's on the internet. And I guess they could read it. I know I did. It's only about 15 pages. And you know what it says to the governor? Mitt Romney says the Goodrich decision ordered him to implement homosexual marriage. Let me tell you what it says to the governor. That's it. Oh, yeah, it said one other thing. You know what else it said? It said this. It said nothing. Mitt Romney is a liar. He promised the Log Cabin Homosexual Republican Group that he would help them, especially if he got to Washington. And he kept that promise, that campaign promise, by forcing homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. And here's Focus on the Family. They're supposed to be good stewards with your money, $100 million a year. They have a public policy division run by Tom Minery and Carrie Gordon Earle. And they have judicial analysts, and they have a Focus Action Political Action Committee, and that raises additional millions of dollars. And you would think they would read a 15-page ruling and say, wait a minute, Mitt Romney, the Goodrich decision didn't even mention you, not one time. You were not mentioned. They did not order you to implement homosexual marriage. The conclusion of that decision, that Goodrich decision, they said, we think Massachusetts should have homosexual marriage. We would like the legislature to consider this. That was it. That was it. Because the Massachusetts Supreme Court, for all their wickedness, they had previously stated, and recently, we have no authority to change the laws in the state of Massachusetts. Not only can we not change the law, we cannot order the legislature to change the law. We can't do it. The most we can do is ask them to consider it. So they said to the legislature, not to Mitt Romney, that's the executive branch. The legislator is the legislative branch. So the Massachusetts Supreme Court said to the legislature, would you consider homosexual marriage? And would you consider it in the next 6 months? And Mitt Romney single-handedly ordered state bureaucrats to issue homosexual marriage licenses. Mitt Romney is the antithesis of everything Focus on the Family claims to be. Yet Focus on the Family and Jay Sekulow, desperate to get a photo op with Mitt Romney at CPAC. What does CPAC stand for? If you don't know, go to AnnCoulterApology.com and watch the video. Here's Jay Sekulow, desperate to get a photo op with Mitt Romney. And Family Research Council and Christian leader after leader falling all over themselves to endorse, promote, support Mitt Romney, including National Right to Life endorsing Mitt Romney, because their 30-year general counsel, James Bob, joined the Romney campaign. He was the special advisor to Mitt Romney. His title was Special Advisor to Deceive the Body of Christ. That was his official title. That was his title. Special Advisor to Deceive the Body of Christ to campaign for a child killer masquerading as a pro-lifer. Why is it that Focus on the Family, come on, Jim Daly, why can't you guys look at this stuff? We're not making it up. On ProLifeProfiles.com, we offer there's a $100 bill on every page, and it says, find an error, win this. Find an error, win this. Focus on the Family is what, $5 million shortfall in your budget last year? I don't know. I don't pay attention to those headlines. Some millions of dollars short? You could have every person at Focus on the Family comb pro-life profiles. Everybody finds errors. That'll help pay somebody's salary for a month. You know what? American Right to Life was not $5 million short in their budget last year. So here's Mother Jones. This is their second article in 2 days about a protest tomorrow in Noblesville, Indiana, at a Sarah Palin book signing. Now, I'd like to share with you the inside of the planning for this book signing protest. What's interesting, you know, we're giving red meat to these liberal reporters, and they're salivating because they hate Sarah Palin. They think she's a fundamentalist, right-wing, absolute pro-lifer, so they hate her. If they really knew what she was like, they'd sort of like her a lot more, like Bush and like McCain and like Mitt Romney. They'd like her a lot more if they knew what she was really like. But what's weird is these Save the Earth, Kill the Kids reporters, aren't they all supposed to be vegetarians? Why are they salivating when we dangle red meat in front of them? I don't understand that. But okay, here's part of the planning of this protest for tomorrow in Noblesville, Indiana. By the way, if you can be there, be there. Am I going to be there? Were we able to book a ticket? I'd like to find out. I don't want to announce that I'll be there if I'm not going to be there. Were we able to get me on a flight? Yeah? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So I planned to be there tomorrow, arrive in Indianapolis around noon. It's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Borders Bookstore in Noblesville, Indiana. It's at the Hamilton Town Center Mall. And if you are within a few hundred miles of Indianapolis, you should try to get there. I'm going to let you know what equipment and supplies are going to be used in the protest. There will be a truth truck, a very large banner, a couple dozen signs, T-shirts, business cards, a media kit, and the Palin profile printout, 4-page printout of the Palin profile. Now, all of the displays, the truth truck, banner, the signs, the T-shirts, and the business cards, they all say the exact same thing. And they all say only one thing. All they say is prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. That's all they say. That's it. So the truth truck, 17-foot long banner, says prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. 25 people in white T-shirts with large letters, prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. People going into the book signing with their wristbands and purchasing a book and getting signatures and handing to Sarah Palin a business card that says, Sarah, if you could, thank you for signing my book. Check out this website, prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. And if Sarah says, well, who did this? Who are you? Whose site is this? If she does, like if she gets it from a few people or she sees the truck on the way in or her handlers tell her, then they've talked about it. They're going to say, well, we're members of American Right to Life. And in a way, you should thank us because we derailed Mitt Romney in Iowa and South Carolina. Just check out the New York Times, check out the media, check out our TV ads that ran hundreds of times in those states, and check out ABC News, World News Tonight, Fox News, Hannity and Combs. It ran all those outlets, and we took out Mitt Romney. So in a way, we helped you because we took out Mitt Romney. The media kits, of course, will be just for the media, and the handouts, the 4-page handouts, the printouts of the Palin profile, which includes everything I shared with you at the top of the show and the last couple shows, they will not be handed to people going into the event. They will only be handed to people leaving the event as they're leaving. Because Sarah Palin's busy. You're in the middle of some complicated, you know, there's a lot of demands on your time and attention, and somebody hands you a printout, and you look at the first four words, and you see that they don't like you, and you throw it in the first trash can, and that's it. You're done with that. For the rest of your life, you never have to look at it again. But if she gets a business card, and there's a truck outside, and there's 25 people, well, 26, Lord willing, I'll be there. And by the way, if you're signing up for the protest, or if you're going and it's too late to get a T-shirt, just plan to wear a white shirt or a white T-shirt so that you fit in with the protest. Because the protesters will have white shirts, extra large, over sweaters if it's cold, whatever. But plan white on the outside so you fit in with the protest. And you'll be able to carry a placard that says prolifeprofiles.com/Palin and have business cards. And you'll be able to have the Palin profile printouts, and we're going to give those to people who are leaving, not when they're going in, when they're leaving. In the media kit, we'll have this is for reporters, journalists. There'll be a sign there that says press kit available. Press kits here. That's what it says. Press kits here. So reporters who are in a rush to get in and they see the event, and they'll realize in 1 second that when it's over, they can pick up their press kit here. And the press kits will have the Palin profile, 4-page printout, the Mother Jones news articles, both articles, the business card, American Right to Life business card also, the Pro-Life Profiles launch press release, the Pro-Life Profiles follow-up press release about Sarah Pack scrubbing their site within 24 hours of the launch, and the contact information for interviews with the research director responsible for the profiles, and that is Daryl Berkey, research director of American Right to Life, and contact numbers for local chapter president, the local chapter president of American Right to Life, or an American Right to Life spokesperson. So this is a well thought out protest. Well thought out. The launching of the website timed with Sarah Palin's book, that was decided back in the summer. This project started 8 months ago. 8 months of Christians committed to work for no pay, every spare hour they can get. And there were artists, sketch artists, graphic artists, programmers, PHP programmers, Drupal experts, web design, maintenance guys, writers, and researchers, all working together, all for free, all as a labor of love for 8 months. The entire pro-life movement today knows about the launch. I'm not saying every pro-lifer in the country. The entire pro-life movement knows about the launch. Monday night at Scouts, went to Scouts with our boys. One of the dads came up to me, said, "Bob, was that your site? I saw the news report. That is a stunning site. That is a tremendous site. Praise God." So yeah, praise God. You know, if we would have released the site and not timed to a news hook like Palin's book, it wouldn't have got, not one media outlet would have reported it, not one. But the Bible says, be as gentle as doves, as wise as serpents. We are fighting this war determined to win the war, not determined to get a Republican elected, not determined to increase our mailing list and our revenue, not determined to make sure we have a good retirement plan, like at National Right to Life and J. Sekulow and AUL. No, that's not the plan. The plan is to stop the killing of children and to give the credit and glory to Jesus Christ. KGov.com and Maranatha, what a great school.